as you will have heard. Eamon mentioned in the news headlines there at the top of the hour, AIB is to close 15 of its branches across the country and amalgamate them with nearby branches. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this story today for us and finding out what it means for the future of banking in Ireland. Josh, first off, where are these branches that they're closing?
Well, Ciarán, the 15, they're mostly spread out between Dublin and Cork. In Dublin, the branches that will be affected are Donnybrook, Sutton, Sandyford, Skerries, O'Connell Street and Dalkey. Then in Cork, the Little Island, College Road, North Main Street, Blackrock Road, Douglas Court and Ballyfihan branches are among those impacted. And then in Galway, the Newcastle Road branch will be amalgamated with the one at Lynch's Castle, the Ennis Road in Limerick and in Westmeath, the Golden Island branch will be affected.
All right. Just to note, though, these will all be joining up with branches that are nearby. That's what they're doing, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the AIB is retaining 170 branches across the country and will be amalgamating these branches with, as you said, branches that are nearby. Earlier today, the Finance Minister, Pascal Dunne, was on News Talk and he says he understands how much of a shock this will come to people in some of these communities.
So I know this would be a source of disappointment to people who work, who depend on these branches and who still do use them. And of course, the source of anxiety and great anxiety indeed to those who work in them. But even though the state is a majority shareholder in Allied Irish Bank, we are not involved in commercial decisions like this. These decisions are made independently of the government.
All right, that was Pascal Donoghue speaking here on News Talk earlier today. Josh, you went to visit one of the branches that's closing, is that right?
I did, Ciarán. I went to Donnybrook in South Dublin. Now, this is a branch that will be amalgamated with Ranelagh on the 24th of September. It's quite close to the city centre, and as you'll hear from the first local I spoke to in this next clip, some of these closures will cause much more of an impact to their localities than others.
The bank closing doesn't really affect me that much, but there's just going to be a lack of facilities there, so that's kind of the main issue. Everything's online and we're lucky enough to be centrally located here in Dublin, so I think there's AIB on Bagot Street and, you know, a few different other locations around the city that we're not going to be really affected. It's probably other areas. Like I see Little Island is closing and being amalgamated with Middleton. That's probably going to affect them a lot more because it's a greater distance to actually travel.
We're standing outside the AIB branch here in Donnybrook. How important is it to have a bank in the locality?
Well, it's certainly useful. It's the bank that's left in the area. So, I mean, I can see now people going in and out. So, yeah, but how much value the transaction is or whether they could do it themselves, if it was properly automated, I don't know.
Would you think businesses would succeed fine without it, the way it's gone online so much?
Yeah, I would think business would be quite able to do without it. It would be ordinary people like me.
But gone be the days of going down with the envelopes and the bags of cash.
They're long gone, yeah. I think you'd be afraid to now.
There's quite an older age group living around here, and I think for them particularly, it's important. You know, other people, we can, Ranelagh's not that far, it's a nice little walk, but I think for elderly people, they need it, yeah.
So it'll be a big loss to the community?
I think so, I do. It's very little in the village anyway, you know, so.
Like with everything, a bank is something, not so much myself, but older people actually gravitate towards part of their day, and people like the actual interactions they have. And so yeah, it'll be a big loss to the community because Donnybrook itself is, it's definitely lost a lot over the years, and that's one of the kind of cornerstones of the community. So it will definitely be a big loss, and especially somewhere as important as Donnybrook, that's essentially the artery to the city. Like, everyone's coming in and out of it. So the fact that we've lost that now, and I know there's a bank down the way as well that's gone, so it'll definitely be something that we'll definitely miss, yeah.
All right, residents of Donnybrook in Dublin giving their reaction to this news that 15 AIB branches closing, including their local one there in the village. Did you get speaking, Josh, to any staff members or their representatives?
Well, I just met one employee of an affected branch and they told me they knew nothing more than what has been published so far today. I did speak with John O'Connell, who's the General Secretary of the Financial Services Union, and he's calling for the central bank to intervene here.
Well, it's another blow on top of all the other blows that people have sustained during the pandemic, and it's unnecessary. We believe that there should be a pause in branch closures to allow debate take place that the Minister has signalled will take place in relation to the future of banking in Ireland. And while we're waiting for that debate to take place, the banks are going ahead and dismantling their network.
How does it impact the community or localities around the country?
I think you've got SMEs, you've got farmers, you've got small businesses and ordinary customers that are trying to recover from the pandemic and the impacts on the pandemic. And they require the support of everybody, and that includes the banks. And the banks withdrawn their services while the pandemic is raging and we're into another surge. we think is irresponsible and should be paused.
Do you think, is this only the beginning of many more closures down the line? Or like, what is the future of banking in Ireland?
We think there's a future for a blended digital plus branch network. The banks put themselves forward as digital entities, and the reality is that they're removed from that quite a bit, that the future is a blend. Branches for those people who want to access their banking and be supported. And so for us, there's a huge concept of people being left behind by the banks just ploughing ahead with branch closures and leaving communities fend for themselves.
So what do you want to see being done now? Or?
Well, we think the central bank should intervene, call in the two banks. That's what's happened in the UK. The regulator in the UK has intervened and said branches shouldn't close during the pandemic. That's what we think should happen here. The banks see themselves as being distinctly different and don't have to sign up for the national effort that everybody else is contributing to.
Yeah, John O'Connell there, the General Secretary of the Financial Services Union. Josh, all this is simply just a sign of the times, is it, that we're moving digitally?
Yes, Kieran, and that's pretty much exactly what AIB is saying is behind this decision. The bank says that customers are interacting with its digital app more than 1.54 million times a day. That's compared to around 35,000 daily branch visits. And it's completed a review due to the changes in how customers interact with banks. And just to get an idea of where we're heading in terms of more bank closures or this type of amalgamation model, I spoke with financial advisor Padraig Hassan.
Immediately, my reaction would be I think it's expected. I think it's part of the evolving and the changing nature of banking in Ireland, and branch closures were inevitably going to be a part of that. I don't think the branch network as we knew it historically could remain, because no bank could afford to carry that level of branch network. And I think the actual closures will probably increase in number as the years go on.
And you touched off it there, but what does it say about the future of banking in Ireland? Like, is this the start of many more amalgamations?
Yeah, I think, my own view on this is how customers are dealing with bank is changing on a daily, some would say hourly basis. Like, there's going to be greater changes occurring with banking in terms with, for example, the removal of cash as a transaction basis, of a purchase basis. As we saw in COVID, card have, and tapping of cards has taken over. So you don't need to get in and lodge and take and withdraw and know you have cash for the weekend. That's removed. I suppose the issue that I would have is to make sure that it's communicated properly, particularly to the elderly, because that's who will see the greater level of change. If it means traveling a little bit further, I don't think it's a huge sacrifice. There are the byproduct of it, then will it affect communities and so forth? And I think in some regards there might be, but right now the banks, how do they keep a community presence while closing a branch is a challenge that I think is there for all banks. So there's a lot of things happening there, Josh, but with regard to branch closures, the ones announced today, and I looked at the map of what was closed, I would see all of them as fundamentally necessary to reduce costs, because a lot of the time it was a duplication.
Financial advisor Padraig Hassan ending that report on the future of banking from Josh Crosby. Following the latest news, AIB set to close 15 branches. Josh, thank you very much for that. Plenty of texts continue to come in.